Hello, everyone. It's Ben and Rob. We're your hosts from Rise TV, bringing you the answers that will leave you on the edge of wonder. And right now, everyone is talking about the FTX scandal. And most of us are pretty confused about exactly what went down, who was involved, if it's really a left versus right issue, and what the media isn't saying. Was this really the biggest scandal in history?
Well, in this Edge of Wonder Live, we're going to share the craziest things we found about cryptocurrency, the World Economic Forum, and the who, what, when, where, and why of the FTX scandal. So let's get started, and we'll see you guys out
on the Edge. Well, hey, are you listening to the Edge of Wonder podcast? Please leave us a 5-star rating and review and help us reach even more people. So, Ben.
Yes.
FTX. Is this just an STD or what is this?
Oh, man. So, I don't even know where to start because it's just so insane what this whole thing is, how it all got started. What's going on? So to kind of give some background, the founder of FTX is basically like a cryptocurrency trade. You can purchase it, you can buy it and everything. And it was through another company that they had called Alameda Research. This was all connected. So these two companies. And so the founder is this Sam Bankman-Fried. And so again, it's like a centralized cryptocurrency exchange.
And do we live in a storybook where the guy that just screwed a bunch of people over, his last name is literally Bankman?
Bankman. Super weird. And he has a brother too named Gabe, and we'll get into that. So it's kind of strange what they were doing and how they even got away with everything. So this company was based out of the Bahamas. So it's like it's free of U.S. regulations and rules and whatnot. And I think that's why they were able to get away with a lot of what they were doing. Mm-hmm. So one of the things was like the affiliates was overlapping management teams, but separate capital structures. So in other words, it's really weird. So like I said, there's this company called Alameda Research, which was a private equity firm that was kind of the liaison between the FTX, which basically is the same company, by the way. And then to serve the US, and it was trading billions of dollars. And the CEO of Alameda Research was this girl who was 29 years old, who was the girlfriend of Sam, who was the CEO of FTX. So it's like, when you kind of start breaking all this down, you start finding all these weird connections.
Oh, like it's a conspiracy, Ben?
Like it's a conspiracy. So, and even Elon was kind of going after, or, you know, questioning, I should say, a lot of what was going on with this. So, okay, let's kind of backtrack here.
At home, if you haven't really been keeping up with this because you've been confused about why Carrie Lake lost Arizona, let me break this down for you. Okay.
Yes.
So what actually happened here? This is what's crazy, okay? So USA taxpayers funded Ukraine. They've been getting billions and billions of dollars from us. Everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. Ukraine then funded FTX, mm-hmm. this company, Sam.
Which, by the way, it has multiple cryptocurrencies on it. It's not just one. Yeah.
Ukraine.
Yeah. Right.
FTX then funded both Democrats and Rhino Republicans. FTX gave $46 million to Democrats and $24 million to Republicans not including George Soros's foundation, Open Society, and the WEF.
Which, by the way, George Soros was $129 million they gave to him.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so who are the top donors here? Sorry. Who are the top donors of FTX? So top donors right here. Open Society Foundation, Soros gave $128 million to Democrats, top donor. Richard Yulin, second biggest donor, gave $67 million to Republicans. Okay, we're talking about the top individual contributors, all federal contributions here. Total of $17 billion was poured into the 2022 state and federal elections. This has been the most money poured into an election in the history of elections ever.
Right. Yes. Now, Kenneth Griffin, who's the Sidell CEO, this is really fascinating. Citadel. Because what would you say?
It's called Citadel.
Oh, Citadel. Yeah, sorry. So this is really fascinating because he came out yesterday speaking out against FTX. And that's what's so
too
weird.
Little too late.
What'd you say?
I said too little too late, kind of, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
He's just doing it for optics, you know, to jump on the bandwagon.
That is my understanding about it. That's why I think he did do this and did come out. And because, yeah, it's really, really, really strange. Now, some people might be like, well, okay, how do we know for sure? Like, what if, is this just a conspiracy that they were funding, you know, the whole Ukraine scandal and everything else? And it's no. Now it's very, I mean, this is what happened. And all this evidence is coming out. This is real stuff. And the mainstream media have no choice but to report on it. We'll get into New York Times here in a minute, but yeah, it's just weird. And like George Soros, like why? I mean, this would make sense. One, why the Democrats want to control this election so badly, because now that we know this is all happening, they have to control this, because otherwise they could start an investigation on where and how and what that money that was going to Ukraine, how it was being used. Now it's like, oh, it was being used for the war, but really it doesn't seem like it. And the fact is this FTX was managing $30 billion. The problem is no one knows where most of that money went to. It's like this company all of a sudden just kind of went under. All
did, crashed. The usual suspects buy any new houses?
Yeah. So then obviously it's like you look at that and you're like, well, wait a minute, you know, because they have to announce when they get donations. That's why this is so strange. So, you know, Fox News has a headline: beyond George Soros, Republican mega donors represent 7 of the top 10 individuals pouring into $17 billion of midterms. Now, again, you know, a lot of people on Twitter, like you said, Rob, it's like, wait a minute, these are going to Republicans as well. You know, like why? What is
Blackstone even able to fund anything political? Like, shouldn't that be like somehow illegal? Like, I understand an individual.
Yeah.
But like, we have corporations funding Democrats here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So like maybe that's what this is. So the founder, Blackstone CEO, the PayPal founder. So these people who have liquid assets are the ones that are funding this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So the Citadel founder, the Blackstone CEO. Interesting.
Now,
PayPal founder, though, I thought the PayPal founder was Elon Musk.
Well, he was one of them. There was a couple of them. So, yeah, so this is interesting. Can you the media, Lindsay, can you click on this? What media using words to describing Actually, click on the Elon questioning the New York Times. So this is fascinating. So New York Times has an article reporting on this. Now, Sam started following the author of this article back in January. And so this account, this turn, Fawn, he's, they're trying to figure out, you know, all the words in this article. Fraud, zero mentions of fraud, zero mentions of Enron, because everyone is comparing this to the Enron scandal. Zero mention of crime, zero mention of liquid, zero mention of stolen, hidden, criminal, backdoor, zero mention of any of those. But
that's illiquid, right? Illiquid.
Yeah.
Right.
He's getting sleep. Criminal one back. Mention.
What the heck?
Now, scroll down a little bit, Lindsay. And Elon literally responds to New York Times. Why the puff piece? And it's literally this, like, just more of like a fluff on what's going on instead of really diving into what is happening and where the money went. They're not asking any questions. Instead, they're kind of like painting it as like, oh, this kid made a mistake and then lost all this money and, you know, he's sorry. And it's like, what?
And yeah, then like how many people were affected by that? And that's
yeah. Know. So this is some other articles written by their media, and they do talk about these things. Even Reuters mentions backdoor. You got Forbes mentioning fraud. And so we'll get into the Trump loose thing in a minute here. But
oh, yeah, that was one of their spreadsheets or something.
Yes, it was. We'll get into that in a minute. So we don't like jump ahead of ourselves. But now, okay, so this is fascinating because there was an event in New York where Sam Bankman, who by the way goes by SBF, was scheduled to speak before all of this happened. And look who he's speaking with.
Oh, really?
Scroll down.
Mayor of New York, TikTok CEO.
Larry Fink, CEO of BlackRock. Isn't that kind of weird that...
Oh, look, founder and co-CEO of Netflix, Reed Hastings. Mm-hmm. CEO of Amazon right there. Keep scrolling down. Can you scroll down?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's the main ones that they're showing. But... it's just so weird that he's going to be speaking at an event with Larry Fink of BlackRock. I mean, you can't get into one of these events unless you're like really part of the club. I mean, that just doesn't happen. And you're managing $30 billion and you're donating so much to like, you know, it's just really, really weird. And so, yeah, pull up that, Lindsay. This is the, I think it's pronounced Alameda. I could be wrong, but
Alameda.
Yeah. So this is, so their website was shut down today. They shut down their site. I guess after all of this, it was working earlier because I literally was looking at it. And then a couple hours ago, it looked like they shut it down, but scroll all the way down. And so this just talks about what they do and, you know, it's like an investment firm and blah, 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 blah. And go all the way down. There's like a logo that they have right there. Look familiar. No, go back to the logo. Does that look familiar, Rob?
Looks like the very top of a pyramid, Ben.
That and then
triangle.
Click on the next link there, Lindsay.
It's also like the pedo symbol.
Exactly.
The FBI's famed pedo symbol.
Yeah, the Boys Lover Club right there.
Oh, man.
And so, okay. So this is, I mean, this chart literally comes from the FBI, and you can find this on literal forums that talk about pedophilia and everything else, like directly from that. So it's kind of crazy. Now, here's where things get really interesting and how all of this came about. So there's another company called DeFi, and the founder of DeFi came out in October to kind of like start talking about what is happening. He was the first one to really start pulling this thread of FTX. And can you pull up this tweet, Lindsay? You can read this tweet, Rob.
DeFi founder, that's how I say that, right? Mm-hmm. DeFi founder, whose protocol controls billions of dollars now funneled to TradFi, or TradeFi, mm-hmm. tells you he's stumbled into a sex trafficking blackmail ring in PR and Caribbean.
Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm. Next day, he washes up on a beach, drowned. 2 weeks later, a $10 billion hole appears in a firm run from the Bahamas.
Yeah. So that firm is the... is the Almada Research and the FTX. So this is where it gets interesting. And pull up this the next article. So this guy's name, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, is Nikolai Mushkinigan, maybe Mushigan.
I have to see it.
Yeah, can you
Mushigan.
So
Is that Nikolai is Rush? Is this a Russian name?
It might be. I'm not 100% sure. But so he is also a young guy, and he also is kind of like a cryptocurrency pioneer. And what he wrote, this is literally what he wrote. And he said, quote, CIA and Mossad and pedo elite are running some kind of sex trafficking entrapment blackmail ring out of Puerto Rico and the Caribbean islands. A developer of blockchain-based decentralized finance platforms who wanted to end global banking corruption tweeted at 4:57 a.m. that they are going to frame me with a laptop planted by my ex-girlfriend who was a spy. They will torture me to death.
Whoa.
Then this article mentions that the 29-year-old left his $6 million beach house in San Juan in Puerto Rico, went for a walk. And then by 9 a.m., a surfer
off of Ashford Beach.
Yep.
A spot considered so rife with riptides that local hotels warn against ocean swimming, discovered Mushigian's body in the waves. He was wearing his clothes and had his wallet on him, sources told the Post.
Now, This is where things get really weird. So can you click on that original tweet, Lindsay, the next thing in the article that we have? Well, so his tweet was posted on October 28th, and then the next day he was found dead.
Wow.
And this is the beginning of unraveling what was going on.
The name of that whose Twitter account is this?
That was his.
His
yeah.
His Twitter account is @deleteshitcoin.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
It really is. Oh man! And then things just get more interesting from here. But I guess we have to play a trailer, right?
Oh, what? A trailer? Well, you guys, if all this talk about money and government officials has you questioning things, you'll definitely want to check out the Edge of Wonder series we did called The Roundtable. Have you ever wondered how the powers that be really came about? Well, we did a deep dive into the Bilderberg Group, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, and the United Nations. And watch this trailer all about it.
Question: who created the New World Order? How did it actually come to be? What are some of the organizations involved? Well, ever heard of the Council on Foreign Relations? the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, and of course, the United Nations. What do all these groups have in common anyway? Most of all, what are their true objectives? Prepare for a brand new series called The Roundtable.
Isn't it funny, Ben, how every time something goes on, all you have to do to find out what's really happening is follow the money?
That's exactly it.
Well, you guys at home, if you like this shirt, and you like all our shirts, right now on Teespring, on our account, you can go there to the Edge of Wonder account, and you can type in our promo code, and the promo code is FTX from November 15th to November 22nd for 15% off any of our t-shirts.
That's awesome.
Get your Follow the Buddy t-shirt today.
So, yeah.
Oh, man.
Great design.
Yeah. Yeah. The more you know, you know.
The more you know.
It was definitely sentimental, that one.
So for those of you watching that aren't totally convinced that, you know, or like this is still a conspiracy theory about, you know, Sam Bankman, here's a video that we found of him on CNN talking about, he's basically admitting that FTX is a crypto laundromat for the Ukrainian government.
What? Oh, what?
What?
Who put in the 15 on that? Who? Okay, so the promo code, everybody at home, is FTX15.
FTX15.
Nobody on my team listens to me, clearly. Probably it needed to be more than three letters. That's what it was. So anyway, FTX15 is the promo code if you're getting that merch. Y'alls.
Nice.
Sorry to interrupt you, Ben.
No, it's cool. So, Lindsay, you want to pull that up?
Oh, yeah. What video again? Oh, this is the Sam Bankman calling his company basically a laundromat on a CNN interview.
Yeah.
You got it?
The last time we talked, we were talking about philanthropy. And I know you set up working with the Ukrainian government, ways to use crypto to raise money for the government. I just wanted to ask you quickly, because obviously they've also changed the rules, concerns about sort of spillover effects and substitution away from their currency.
Yep.
How much money did you raise? And what do you think about this as, you know, a tool for the governments, but also the risks associated with it too?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that gets to the point that this can be a great thing for the world. I think it can also be a really messy thing. But I think that at its core, you know, we've seen millions of dollars go through systems we've given. I think something close to a million ourselves as well to support humanitarian aid and growth in Ukraine. And I think when you think about what it would take to get get funds both to the government there, where we do have a relationship with the Ukrainian government for raising capital. For them using cryptocurrencies that runs through FTX, whether it's getting money to the government or whether it's getting money to individuals there in need, there are literally tanks outside of the banks. And this gets to, I think, one of the places where it can be really important to have a fully digital banking system fully digital way of handling payments. And I think that's, an international one. That's the core of what we've been, helping to support in Ukraine.
Yeah, I think it's a healthy conversation to be having away from some of the noise of digital assets and cryptocurrencies themselves, that the work goes on beneath. Sam, great to chat to you. Come back.
So this was...
I have a million more questions for you.
Obviously, this was way before everything started coming out.
Thank you.
But it's weird because in all these interviews that I see him in, he is shaking and people think, oh, is he nervous? But maybe like something's kind of psychologically, like maybe he's got some kind of
I got the reason why I asked is because I didn't it wasn't like I just thought he was shaking his leg. Like I got vibes from him.
Yeah.
That there's
Just something not.
There's like a tick.
Yeah, there is. There's something not quite right. And again, like this kid is managing billions of dollars. Like he just doesn't seem like somebody that like, why would you trust him, especially in Ukraine, you know, to be managing all this money? So, I mean, he's saying like, yeah, they're using our services to do this and it makes things easier. Well, and
there's so several suspicious things, right? Strange. Like he looks like a gamer nerd who had an 80s perm and he just got put in that situation to like, cause he's controllable.
Mm-hmm.
Like think about, you know, like this guy does not seem like an alpha male. Like if we're talking about controlling funds here, you kind of want someone who's a little bit more alpha and less beta, not nerdy, doing this kind of work, right? I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So why put a guy like that in charge of that company?
Yeah, the whole thing doesn't make sense. No. And like, it's, again, things didn't really come to light until they filed for bankruptcy. And, you know, the Gateway Pundit was really the first ones I saw that kind of broke this story. And the FTC is investigating this because so Bankman allegedly moved $10 billion in assets from his crypto exchange to his trading firm, the Alameda Research. That's where things kind of got dicey. So it literally looks like money laundering because it's like they're using different exchanges. They through the Alameda or however you say it, Alameda Research, there were these shell companies that they found that they were using these shell companies to funnel in funds. And then the question is, where are those funds going to? So after they transferred this money, then all of a sudden it prompted the company to file for bankruptcy. And then, you know, they started probing this company. Mm-hmm. And then, but what's also strange, which we'll get into a little bit later, there's something connected to the FTC related to this. So this really goes pretty high up. And the company was formed right before all the Epstein stuff came out around 2018. So, and then because of this, it's really crashed the crypto market. But before we get into that, there's another guy named Gary Wang, a Chinese guy. And he was one of the top executives at the Almeida one, which and then it's weird because supposedly there's a lot of connections to him to other firms and other securities and others like hedge funds and whatnot as well. And no one can really find a lot on this guy. And supposedly this dude is worth $6 billion. So it's really, really
Gary Wang. Is he from China?
Yeah, he's from China.
Okay.
So, but trying to find information on this guy is not easy. It doesn't look like he's living in the US. It looks like he's living in one of the islands in the Caribbean. His name is off of a lot of the websites that I've been finding, but he seems to do a lot of the background of the actual code work and whatnot.
I have a question for you, Ben.
You have what? Have you
seen another Chinese guy that looks more like a Gary than Gary Wang? I haven't. That guy's name is Gary. I have never seen a more Gary looking mother trucker in my life.
That's isn't that being stereotypical? But no, it's kind of true though.
Gary is a Western name. That guy was Chinese.
Yeah, it's true.
But that guy looked like a Gary.
Well, most of the Chinese, if they're from China, they usually choose their English name.
But it's usually like John or
Gary.
In this case, I've never heard any of them call themselves Gary before.
That's hilarious. So this to me is kind of fascinating. Lindsay, can you pull up the crypto chart that we have in here? So looking at cryptocurrency, you know, obviously you can kind of look at the same thing with stock markets. Something happens on the stock market, you know, kind of makes other things crash a little bit or kind of go down, but you shouldn't be able to find a pattern. And can you scroll down, Lindsay? Where's the charts? There should be, is it on the far right? Can you keep going on far? Can you scroll over on the right? Is it showing? Oh, there we go. That's what I want to see. Can you go back up to the top? Now, when you look at these graphs, nearly they all have a very similar pattern. Like they're almost the same graphs. And there's only a few of them that kind of stand out in a positive way. But even the ones that are positive are similar. But you can almost copy and paste these graphs for every single one. What did you say?
Like on top of one another, and they're very similar.
Yeah, they are very.
They're all being affected by similar trends or similar variables.
This to me, and like one of my friends really actually was pointing this out to me earlier today, and Chris actually, and this really shows me that we were kind of talking about it, how this can very easily be manipulated. The whole, you know, as soon as, so, you know, it's like you have in the beginning, you have all the big bankers, JP Morgan, all of these different organizations, even the, you know, our government was against cryptocurrency. And then, and George Soros was speaking out against it, like all these organizations, all these people, all these companies. And then all of a sudden, about a year ago, everyone changed their stance on cryptocurrencies and things kind of went up, and now things are have been going down ever since. So, you know, and what's weird is that the WEF, the World Economic Forum, promoted FTX on their website.
And I know. And now it's like a 404 page, right?
It is now. Yes.
Yeah, and so they're promoting FTX, and yeah, and of course they are, because I mean this is all one big gang, right?
It's yeah. So it really is. And I think that I have a feeling that they were kind of trying to use this to start rolling out their you know, the centralized cryptocurrency that they want to you know, replace the dollar in the future. And I think this was kind of like their,
but why have it go under then? I mean, well, was it out of their control, you think?
Yeah, I don't think they meant for it to go under, you know, and either he actually made a legit mistake in transferring this money, or you know, or, but I don't think, you know, it's like no one's going to investigate them, right? I mean, if you're giving money, I mean, this goes even as high as like, which we're going to get into a little bit later, but this even goes as high as like Biden, right? And on their, one of the pages that came out was a term called Trump lose. And what the understanding is that you donate to the people that are against Trump, including Republicans. So you have both the Democratic Party and some Republicans in there, and they're donating to these people with kind of like the insurance policy, you know, which was the Russian dossier that turned out to be fake, that Trump would lose. So it's like, here's $5 billion that we're donating to all the people in, you know, government that is against Trump to make sure that he doesn't win or to bring him down. And that is my understanding of what they were trying to do and why, probably how they were even able to fund certain aspects of this election that I feel was stolen. There's a lot of things that doesn't add up. Like for example, in Nevada, you have the governor now, Arizona, Katie Hobbs, that supposedly won. Yet when you look at And when you look at the Senate, there's more votes for the Republican side. So you're saying that all the Republicans voted more for one person, but then all of a sudden they all changed and voted for a Democrat. It's like, I don't think it works that way. You know, they obviously just wanted to control the House. And so there's just a lot of weird things going on. And I think this is where a lot of money, and especially things that are going to George Soros. It's like, why would you donate to the open society? You know, it just doesn't make any sense. And again, I mean, you have $24 million that were donated to the Republicans, and the people on Twitter are criticizing that. Like, oh, look, you know, the Republicans, like, there was more Republican donors. And it's like, yeah, but it doesn't really matter, Democrat or Republican. This is kind of like, what is the deep state? It was essentially going to the deep state to work against the American people and kind of like, I guess you could say, Trump. So, and man, there's just, yeah. So there's just so many crazy things that came out, but this is the, here's like the bombshell interview with Ken Griffin. But then it was revealed that he's the one that got, it was like the third donor. So I don't know. So it's like, are we just, this is like one big circus show?
Oh yeah. We got to listen to this.
Yeah.
That all of us are worried about, you know, on the balance sheet of FTX is a line called Trump Lose. And Sam was the second biggest donor to Democratic candidates. I'm going to leave it to everybody else to draw their own conclusions about what you're saying here.
Because right? I don't want to ask any more questions.
Those are really, really ugly facts when you see a fraud of this magnitude having played out and you find no regulators were there to prevent it. That's a really, really tough story. We could talk for quite a while about FTX.
I need it, Ben.
Sadly, we don't have it.
We need mics like this. It adds credibility right away.
On the FTX line called Trump Lose.
They don't even need to work. Like, we can keep these mics and just put one of those on. Instant credibility.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, John Fetterman and Joe Biden should wear those mics. It might help them.
That's the other aspect, too. I mean, it's just all this stuff that's going on, you know. And I mean, can you imagine? Well, I mean, obviously, this does seem to be real now. You have American taxpayers' dollars going through the Democrats, going straight to Ukraine. Ukraine is then purchasing cryptocurrency, transferring that cryptocurrency back to the Democrats, and then lining their pockets for it. And then they're using that to cheat on the elections to make sure that they win so they can keep this cycle going without being investigated. And then like the official Twitter account of Sam, you know, he's coming out saying like, oh, I'm sorry. And, you know, he's saying all this stuff, but, and it's like, oh, I made a mistake. And, you know, I'm sorry. I've like crashed the market. And
wow.
It's like, oh, it's okay. Dude, you're young.
That.
You don't
look
know
at the shirt he's got on. That looks exactly like the heart symbol on the FBI thing, dude. So
a lot of people are pointing that out.
Okay. So, well, Ben, we've been talking about cryptocurrency, but maybe we should take a break to talk about cryptids, the mysterious creatures that have been spotted across the earth that might even look like Sam Bankman. We know the Loch Ness Monster has fascinated people for nearly 100 years, but is there any evidence? Join us on Edge of Wonder for an analysis of the facts, plus our list of the top 9 best Nessie sightings. Check out this trailer on rise.tv.
Less than a mile from shore, the Loch Ness Monster was spotted.
The Inverness Courier newspaper reported in 1933. There, the creature disported itself, rolling and plunging for fully a minute, its body resembling that of a whale, and the water cascading and churning like a simmering cauldron. Soon, however, it disappeared in a boiling mass of foam. Both onlookers confessed that there was something uncanny about the whole thing, for they realized that here was no ordinary denizen of the depths, because apart from its enormous size, the beast taking the final plunge sent out waves that were big enough to have been caused by a passing steamer. Are Loch Ness Monster sightings real? Do beasts lie beneath the waves of the sea? Join Edge of Wonder for a deep dive into the cryptids of the abyss.
Hey, once again, everyone, we've got a sale going on our t-shirts, Follow the Money t-shirts, you know, with all this FTX stuff going on. The only way you can really research anything is to follow the money. So we've got a really funny, the more you know style here. And you can use code FTX15 from November 15th to November 22nd for 15% off on our Teespring, edgeofwonder.creator-spring.com. So thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was looking at, so Silver Surfer kind of made a interesting point about, you know, the cryptocurrency, and he was like, you know, a lot of it follows the Bitcoin. So if Bitcoin kind of goes down, all the other ones kind of go down simultaneously. And it's like, well, yeah, that is true. But it's like, why would, you know, how and why is Bitcoin being affected so badly? I mean, right now it's at like $16,000. So it's like,
well, and
something's going on.
Seth did an interview with someone earlier today, and basically what this guy's like a crypto expert, and he was just basically telling everyone to get rid of their crypto for a while because he thinks that they're going to drain all of the accounts like they did with FTX, and then everyone's going to lose their money, you know?
Yeah, I think that the reason why is I think that cryptocurrency is actually a threat against the establishment itself, because people are becoming like self-made millionaires, basically, young people especially. And I think that, you know, it's hard for them to control.
How do you control who has the money?
If, exactly.
If there's a way to get money.
Yeah. And then it's like, you know, you can start doing things on your own, and sooner or later you start like, you know, you can become like Elon Musk, basically. So I think that, you know, if they've been trying to figure out how to control this market for a long time, and, you know, I think it started with Luna, and Luna is actually connected to all of this too. It's because it's BlackRock and all the same companies start coming up. And then there's just something really murky going on with this. And, you know, I think I'll share like my thoughts about all of this related to, you know, how could this happen? Why is this happening? Like, really, like, how can we allow it to happen? Like, I'll share my thoughts when we get on Rise TV about that, because it's like, yeah, I've just been thinking about it all day, actually. Like, this is insane, you know? But you know, and then it's so weird, because once this came out and all of this starts getting exposed, you have Zelensky calling for peace today.
You know? Yeah.
He's like blasting Elon because Elon's trying to say like, hey, we should find some kind of peace. And he's like, yo, you're a Russian sympathizer. And it's like, well, no, he just doesn't want World War III to start.
But this must have been, was this a part of it? Was this was this their plan? Empty the FTX bank or whatever and cash out and then end the war. Could it have been? Right. Or is Zelensky coming out and saying that, trying to be an attempt at a distraction to the FTX stuff drama that's going on?
Right, exactly. And you have a couple things going on too, because, you know, like supposedly today Russia sent more missiles, you know, to Ukraine. And like, you have the G20 summit going on at the same time. And it's like, the question I have is like, the security should be so much more heightened right now. So how was how is Russia able to do this? So one, it's like, is this kind of like a Pearl Harbor incident where they got word and like wind that this was going to happen, but allowed it to happen to use this as an excuse? Because then it's like, oh, well, we should have peace. And then Russia just fires missiles at them. Now, I'm not trying to like stand up for Russia or what they did was right or wrong or anything else. I'm just trying to understand that there's always more things going on behind the scenes. It's like, was it really Russia? Question. Second question is, did they, or if it was, did they allow it to happen? Or, you know, did Russia just kind of act on this? But there's just too many weird coincidences happening all at the same time. I mean, this whole FTX just came out. He's asking for peace. You have the G20 summit and then Russia like doing this. So I just find it too many coincidences to be a coincidence. But unfortunately, you know, it did strike Poland and two people died.
From my connections, basically, I think that there's some discussion going on that there was somehow a missile was shot down, some kind of missile was shot down, and it like the missile that got shot down hit Poland. Like basically it was like, I can't remember who, I'm trying to look for it right now. Okay. Okay. Yes. Here it is. So Jan Jakelic had a tweet actually, Ben, and he said, my sources in the Polish armed services say that what hit, gosh, I don't know how to say that city, Przewodowo, were most likely the remains, shrapnel, of a missile shot down by the Ukrainian armed forces.
Interesting.
It was early to report that Russian missile strike hit. So it was basically a journalist, Radio Zet, which was early to report that a Russian missile strike hit Poland, but that's not what actually happened. So that was a tweet that went out earlier. And one of my other friends who researches all of this stuff agreed with what was going on. He's like a cybersecurity expert. So that's pretty interesting.
That is really interesting. And it just happens to be like, you know, all of this going on at the same time. And
so, yeah, you guys, Jan Jakelic, he works over at the Epoch Times and he is Polish. His family's Polish Canadian. He's from Canada. And so he has some connections over in Poland, and that's where he got his info.
And, you know, kind of, yeah, actually, Silver Surfer, he made another really good point. He said, anyone remember when Rand Paul wanted someone to keep track of all the money sent to Ukraine and was voted down? Makes more sense now. Especially when you think about Burisma, all the stuff that's happening to Ukraine, you know, and then it starts really coming together. And then like, dude, Hunter Biden was on a some Twitter channel. Well,
he was on some, he was like interviewed.
He was interviewed about his art NFTs. So again, you know, it's like there's a lot of speculation that all of this was just another a lot more money laundering and all this. That's because when you buy art, it's weird, especially in the art world. I mean, there's a lot of money laundering happens through the art world. So, and then, I mean, he was getting hammered on Twitter by all the comments, you know, people are just like, what in the heck is going on here? I don't even know. I don't even understand why.
Why would you bring him on?
How?
You have to be forced to bring somebody like that on.
Yeah. It was, that's the only thing I can think of. That was so.
Can you scroll down? I kind of wanted to see that. So, like, what does it say about Hunter Biden's interview on Twitter Spaces live broadcast?
Twitter Space, that was it.
Devolved into chaos after he was apparently disconnected from the line, and the host launched into a rant about his hands being tied and what he was allowed to ask the president's son. Hunter Biden appeared on the Crypto Roundtable show with host Mario Nafal on Tuesday. The day of the week, the host typically reserves for topics related to NFTs, non-fungible tokens. Biden, however, had very little commentary to offer on NFTs or cryptocurrency. Oh, maybe that's because he doesn't do any of that, actually. And it's a cover for all of this dumb crap. Biden appeared on the show alongside Tron producer Donald Kushner and talked a little about his drug recovery and how painting around the clock has helped him stay sober. Yeah, sure it has. And Kushner promoted his new Web3-inspired Cryptosaurus NFT collection. This is bizarre.
It's really bizarre. It's so weird. Like, why now? You know, like, again, you have all these crazy things coming out, and he just thought, like, people would just be cool with him or something? Like, buy his NFTs?
Hold it. What does his shirt say?
Is that the Beatles?
It's hard to say.
I don't know.
It's like Bob Dylan.
Yeah, it kind of does. It's hard to say. But I, you know, again, I don't know. And that's another aspect, like where, what, it, like, oh, I'll just paint this thing and put it up as an FTF or a, you know,
NFT.
NFT. Sorry. I was like thinking FTF, FTX. And then, you know, what? Maybe like Zelensky's like, oh, I need some artwork. I'll just buy it over here from, you know, here's a, here, I think this is worth $1 million. I'll buy that from you for $1 million. And there you go.
Yeah, there's Jan's tweet there.
Yeah, it's really crazy. And so, you know, and then I was kind of looking into Gabe Bankman-Fried, which is
his brother.
Sam's
bro.
Yeah. So he... he is a director of an organization called Against Pandemics, Guarding Against Pandemics. And it advocates for
preparing for the next pandemic, though. Look.
Yes. Isn't that weird? Like, what do you mean preparing for the next pandemic? How do you know there's never.
Scroll down.
It's so weird.
It's very weird. Guarding Against Pandemics, GAP, advocates for public investments to prevent the next pandemic, because you could do that with money. COVID-19 has killed over 600,000 Americans and cost this country $16 trillion, and experts say that the next pandemic could be right around the corner. GAP's one and only goal is to ensure this money gets laundered into the right people's pockets again.
So read what's in bold, Rob. This is the key right here.
We need all Americans to work together to stop the next pandemic before it starts. That's why GAP is pushing Congress to include a $30 billion investment in the upcoming budget reconciliation bill, less than 1% of the total cost of the bill, to prevent the next pandemic.
Well, what's interesting is that FTX was handling $30 billion.
Should I have just moved it over?
So I'm wondering, like, where's that $30 billion investment? Whose money is that? Where is this money coming from? And it's pretty interesting, you know? And again, this is his brother.
Yes. Interesting, Ben.
It really is.
We're not saying it's a conspiracy or a coincidence, but it might be a conspiracy.
We were just asking questions, and, you know, and then, like, even Elon, they're like, why isn't this being investigated? And Elon responded, let me see. Let's save this for, well, actually we can, well, I'm trying to think, maybe we should save this for Rise, because this is kind of crazy over here. But it, you know, the Bidens are involved with this, and that's where it's like, I mean, even the media are reporting on this now. So it's so strange. It really is. But okay, Lindsay, can you pull up the Elon breaks down the MIT?
Wow, yeah, that guy, Sam, just really the hair.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, so what do we got going on here? Sam Bankman-Fried, CEO of FTX, MIT graduate. Gary Gensler, head of the SEC. I recognize this guy from when I was there. He was at mm-hmm. the SEC, this guy. Former professor at MIT. Glenn Ellison, professor of economics, MIT, former boss of Gary Gensler. Yes.
And his daughter is the CEO.
Caroline Ellison, CEO of Alameda, dated Bankman-Fried, daughter of Glenn Ellison.
So, and then remember who was one of the biggest donors of MIT? Epstein.
This is bizarre.
So this is like starting, you start pulling at the thread and it's like, why is Epstein always at the center of everything? You know, and why aren't they investigating the sealed documents related to Epstein? Because honestly, it probably every single person's name in politics who is against Trump.
Lindsay, do me a favor and look up Gary Gensler's title at the SEC. Is he a commissioner or is he the chairman? Because there's four commissioners underneath the chairman. They call it chairperson now because they're too woke to call it chairman.
Oh my God, that's so stupid.
So he's the chair. Gary Gensler is nominated by Joseph R. Biden to serve as the chair of Securities and Exchange Commission. Okay, so Gary, interesting. I clearly remember this guy.
So they're being heavily criticized.
Well, how could you not? This is another one of those Bernie Madoff like scandals.
Dude, everybody is comparing this to Bernie Madoff and to Enron. And okay, who was
chairman at the SEC when Bernie Madoff scandal happened? His name was, I can see his face, but I can't.
And there's so many celebrities.
2008, 2007. Do 2007, you'll get them.
Yeah, and there's so many celebrities tied to this too that were actually promoting.
Yes, it was Charles Cox. That's right, COX. And then right after that, they put in Shapiro, Mary Shapiro, who's this woman that by Obama put in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting. Yeah, there's Cox. He was the guy who was in there when the Madoff stuff happened. And then he just exited as soon as that happened. I mean, mm-hmm. forget it. It was over.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, our time is about up. And then when we go over to Rise TV, we're definitely going to be talking about the Joe Biden connection and all the celebrities.
Wait a minute. And you're telling me
the FTX
that there's a Joe Biden connection here?
There might be.
Tell me another one.
Might just be.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's crazy. And oh gosh, it's just so weird, all of this. And then how the SEC is under fire for handling this very poorly, no doubt. And then we'll get into the Elon tweet related to why this is not being investigated as it should be. So,
all right, you guys, we're about to leave Rumble and head over to Rise.tv, where we'll get deeper into the details of the FTX scandal that you'll only hear on our private platform. You're not going to want to miss this discussion because we have a unique perspective that you're definitely going to want to hear. And we're going to get into the celebrity connections and organizations involved in this FTX scandal, the other crypto and celebrity scams of 2022, and more. So join us on Rise.tv for just $9.99 a month.
and support our work. You'll get to ask us your questions during the live Q&A, and you might underscam more about the subject as well. Get it? Underscam. Don't forget that your support lets us do these deep dives and bring you the truth that the censors don't want you to hear. Now check out this trailer for our Edge of Wonder series about human trafficking, and then join us on Rise.tv.
What is human trafficking? How are people trafficked? Why don't we hear about it when it happens? Are the same organizations meant to protect us actually the ones orchestrating the billion-dollar human traffic industry? Join us for the newest three-part original series, Trafficked, as we shine the light into every dark corner of this reality. Trafficked Part 1, Money, Power, Rule.
All righty then.
Oh man, all of this stuff is just nuts. So let's first get into
Tom Brady. What are you doing?
Tom Brady, man. He was one of the major celebrities.